KD Robles has a bunch of smelly, stinking lesbians watching his show. We're going to talk about that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening, sharing, commenting. It really helps get this message out. If you find these beneficial to you, would you mind please sharing them so that they could benefit somebody else? I'd really appreciate that for myself and for those who maybe haven't heard this show before and would find use in this. I'd really appreciate it. Go over to Fight Laugh Feast Network, put in HGBT in the memo field, flfnetwork.com. Get a free 15-ounce mug, just like I have here. That's right, my green tea with honey. Some of you haters out there always comment about that. That's right. Sometimes I lay off the scotch and have some honey and green tea. It's fantastic. It's delicious. There's one back there too I was going to point to, but I have one right in front of me that works as well. I've been talking about... Nothing gets me in the mood of a conference talking about, you know, rooming with Gabe from the Cross Politic and how much he snores. But I was doing that today, and man, I was getting really excited. Do not miss our Nashville, Tennessee Fight Laugh Feast Conference, the 1st through the 3rd. Love to meet you. Get your tickets while they're hot and available and all that good stuff. All right, AD Robles. I love this man. He is faithful, passionate, intellectual. And most of all, he's the self-described reasonable Latino. And boy, is he ever reasonable. He has one of the most amazing skills in the world of taking complex arguments and breaking them down and making them simplistic and then addressing them point by point. And he does a phenomenal job. He's entertaining, sometimes a bit goofy, maybe even a little quirky. But man, he is good. And I seriously watch every single show. And I don't just say that because he's my co-host on Reform Jellicle, which you should watch Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern live. But I really mean it. I think he is one of the most important people for our time. And there's a very few people that I say that. In Christian war circles, there's very few people that are as important as him in our time because he is addressing the attacks on the church from a woke perspective, which is one of the most deadly things to hit our church in a long, long time. I think John MacArthur said that it's one of the most aggressive and threatening things in his life to some extent of that. So something very serious. Anyways, I was watching his show today, minding my own business. And what comes on? A nature deodorant of some sort with a bunch of lesbians on it. And these lesbians were putting on their deodorant. They were smelling each other. They were kissing and stuff. It was gross. It was disgusting. But what was so funny about it, and not funny at all, but really just like, ha, 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 there you go again, Google trying to attack, is why would Google play a stinky lesbian deodorant commercial on AD Robles' channel? Why? Why would it play on his channel? And why would I see it? And you may be wondering, how do you know they're stinky? Well, it's a deodorant commercial. I'm assuming they're selling this to stinky people. Good smelling people don't need new deodorant. So that's why I'm calling them stinky lesbians. Now, I have 3 YouTube channels. I have a personal YouTube channel. I have my How to Build a Tent channel. And I have a Reform Jellicle channel, which is, again, AD Robles and I co-host that. How does YouTube not understand that I am a male, not a lesbian, and not a heathen? Why would they share with me this commercial? It's not based on AD Robles. He's not smelly or a lesbian either. Well, I don't know if he's smelly. He does hang around those chickens a lot. But he's definitely not a lesbian. I know that for a fact. It's verifiable. Any show that he has on his channel, he knows he's not a lesbian. Any show on my channel, you would know I'm not a lesbian. So why would they do this? Because you remember, YouTube is owned by Google. You know that multi-billion dollar company that makes their money through ad revenue? And don't you know, Google... Gmail, the Google search, YouTube, their phones, all this stuff. They collect your information. Why do they collect your information? So they can sell you targeted ads. So that they can sell you ads that they know you're interested in, They want to learn about you, not because you're interesting. You're not that interesting to Google. No, I'm just kidding. You're probably really interesting to Google. And they just, you know, take notes. They're going to write a book about your life because you're really that interesting. No, I kid. But they're doing this so that they can sell you targeted ads. Because if you play a lesbian, stinky lesbian commercial on the AD Robles channel, and a white heterosexual patriarchal male is watching that, is that ad going to get clicked on? No. No, it's not. Not on this channel in 1,000,000,000 years. But yet Google is very successful. They're a multi-billion dollar company. So how and why is this commercial on the Reasonable Latinos channel being played to a heterosexual patriarchal male? How does Google get billions and billions of dollars with this poor of ad placement? How can this be? One, maybe they're not that good. Two, maybe their algorithm has a bug in it. Or three, maybe, just maybe, this is being very, very purposeful. You see, AD Robles is a very successful Christian YouTuber. And he says he's modest, but he is. He's successful. He's growing. He has over 1 million views. He has, what does it have? He is in the last 30 days. Let's see what he says here. 358,000 views in the last 30 days. People are watching his videos. And I guarantee you, if he looked at similar YouTube channels that weren't talking about things that Google hates, Christianity, heterosexual males, anti-woke stuff, if he looked at competing channels and they were able to see their ad revenue, I guarantee you those other channels would even be making a lot more money than him. Because Google does not put those kinds of mismatched ads on other channels. I know this because I watch other YouTube channels that are not Christian, that are not conservative, and they're perfect. They're about business. They're about the sports I like. They're about a product I was searching about. They are exact. They know exactly who I am. They know exactly what I like. They know exactly what my interests are. They know what websites I've been on. They know what I am shopping for. They know what I'm interested in. But yet somehow on AD Robles' channel, they think I want a product that talks about smelly, stinky lesbians. And because of that, you see, YouTube content that is successful, the channels that are successful, they get to advertise. They get to host advertising and they get a fraction of the money earned from Google. It's a great system if it was done equitably. But what happens is YouTube doesn't like AD Robles. He doesn't like his message. And so Google puts on his channel, Smelly Stinky Lesbians and the like, where no one in their right mind that listens to AD Robles is ever going to click on it. I mean, unless somehow he's gained 5,000 subscribers in the last month or something like that, in the last couple months, unless those are all lesbians and it just Google's like, oh, I just, you know, I'm just assuming they're all lesbians watching AD Robles. That must be what it is. No, it's very purposeful and it's hurting AD Robles. And Google they're not being truthful. They're liars. You see, because we come onto YouTube and good faith, that we are going to provide content, we're going to build a user base. I mean, not me, because I don't even have enough for ads. So you know this isn't me being just on a personal rant and being bitter myself, because I don't even advertise. You won't even see an ad on my YouTube channel, unless YouTube does it on their own, but I don't get to make any money from it. Is that AD builds up his following. He gets millions of views, gets 358,000 views in the last 30 days, has 10,000 plus subscribers. And yet he builds this up in the good faith that the deal that they have, he signs an agreement that people can advertise on his channel in exchange for a percentage of it. And yet YouTube's being dishonest. They're not providing the same service they do other people. They're not providing him the same revenue opportunities as others. They're picking favorites. They're showing partiality. They're being sinful and they're being wicked. And because of that, A.D. Robles is not making as much money as he could, which I guess is a good time to say, hey, go support him on Patreon and do support him. But this is the real point that I wanted to bring about this. One, because I thought it was funny and I just love the title of a smelly, stinky lesbian. And you know, you got to run with that. Whenever you can have that as a podcast title, how do you not go with that topic? But let me ask you this. Who doesn't watch A.D. Robles' ads? Who doesn't watch A.D. Robles' ads? A.D. Robles doesn't. I highly doubt that he's watching himself on YouTube through the shows. I doubt he's watching himself and seeing the commercials that are on A.D. Robles, that are on his channel. So he probably doesn't even know, except that I tweet him about it. I make fun of it all the time. And this is what I want to encourage you with, especially as you being a faithful Christian in your career, in your business startup, wherever it is. If you are being faithful, the world is going to hate you. Just accept it. The world is going to hate you. If you are pleasing to God, you are going to be disgusting to the world. Conversely, if you are pleasing to the world, you're most likely going to be disgusting to God. So if you are being faithful, for those of you who are being faithful to the world, this isn't for you. But for those of you who are living a godly life, declaring the lordship of Jesus through your actions, through your words, through every area, your business, your startup, your consulting, whatever you're doing, for those of you who are being faithful, know this. There are going to be people like YouTube that hate you and want to steal from you and lie to you and misrepresent what your contract is with them. And you may not even know it. And so you may find yourself discouraged asking, God, is this really what you want me to do? God, is this really where you want me? Is these the decisions that I was really supposed to take, God? And you may have your doubts. I don't understand why my ad revenue isn't as much as comparable channels and other YouTube stations. I don't know why I'm not getting the same advertisement on my podcast. I don't know why I'm not getting the same amount of sales. I don't know why that people are not buying my product. Now, there are a lot of reasons for why that could be. And you should be analyzing it, assessing it, and making sure that it's not because of a misstep on your part, that you are not overpricing, that your product's good, that it's a good fit to your special customer. But there are going to be times when you are going to face adversity like A.D. Robles, where you get smelly, stinky lesbians. And what you should do is not get frustrated. You should not burn out. You should not throw in the towel and quit. But you should rejoice and know that God, Jesus, was persecuted far more than you. And that in the end, he wins, which means you win. And that God is in control of the results. You just be faithful. You just keep your eyes set on the goal. You just keep your eyes on the mission God has given you and don't worry about the results. Make sure that you're providing a good product. Make sure that you're providing a good fit. Make sure you're a hard worker. Make sure you're doing all those things that you should be doing, that you're faithful to the calling, that you're not being a bad employee, that you're not being a poor businessman, but do everything you can to excel and trust God with the rest. Work as you work unto the Lord. And if you do that, even when these crappy games are played against you, like YouTube is against A.D. Robles, that God will reward you. He sees everything. He sees everything. And maybe you're in a time in a rut. Maybe you are facing adversity that you can see, or maybe you can't. You don't know why you're in the season you're in. Just remember that God does, and he can deliver you from it the moment he wants to. And that day will come eventually, here on earth or in eternity. And remember, he wins. So go out, serve the master with joy, fighting and feasting, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.